Okay, good morning.
Okay. Just say that we are continuing in Shemitah. Just because, I mean, we sort of packed a lot of heavy things into a short sifim, obviously Mechaber did, just to speak out a little bit of some basic kolim of Muksa that we started from Shemitah start already went through, is number one is the idea of Muksa Machvas Chisor and Kis, which Bekitzer it was the idea you put something that you have something you put aside, so to speak, that you don't use in general, you don't use for any other usage, and therefore that's put aside, whether because it's expensive, whether because it's a very specific tool, could be even based off kalim. So that's mutzal machus kesar and kis. We did mention if you put aside stuff like schayra, you have a store or something. So in Pesach Kelim, you want to take something from that for the year. I mentioned that there are those who are not here. There's Adin Ezer. However, Moshe and other Poskim seem to be united to say no, because once it was Moksa Ben Ishmashos, you can't use it during Shabbos. Two was Keli Shalachta Le'Isser, which is you're allowed to move Gufum or Kohen if you want to use. You have a specific type of knife or scissors or I don't know, something, hammer, which is usually muksa, but you want to use it to crack a nut, something like that. So then that would be, you're allowed to move it, or if it's blocking something, if you need to use the surface it's on or something like that, that would be considered also mutter of Tzorach and Koimoi. It's usher to move it to protect the actual object. Tisha Menachta Leheter, you are allowed to move it so it doesn't get broken. You're not allowed to move it for no reason at all, which it was a little bit unclear. Mishavur says that means for the next day. Our Shulchan says it's a little bit unclear what that means. You know, it has to be something you completely have no, you don't get any hana out of moving it at all, which is a very minor case, but it's more in theory. And then there's Machos Kedusha, Tfilin, that you're not allowed to. For Gufa Makomi, you're allowed to move it, but you're allowed to move it to protect it. That's Bekitzer what we did yesterday. So we were up to Sivav. Kol Kelim Nishinishbur. Now we're getting to the dinim of Muksa Machvas Gufo, which is things which are unusable on Shabbos or broken, things like that. Kol Kelim Nishinishbur Gofilu B'Shabbos. Anything which was any keli which was broken. Broke even on Shabbos. Mutar l'tatal shivrim. You are allowed to move the broken pieces. Shivrui in l'shum malach. Have you raspberry rui for something? Not little teeny shards, but it has to be something that's use it to cover a pot, something like that. You can use it for something. Shivrui areva lasus ba chavis. Shivrui schuches lasus ba piapach. You could just put it on top of something. You can use it for something. You don't usually use it for something. Since you can, it's not muksa. Well, in ruin the shum malacha lo, but if you classic cases, glass shatters on the floor. Usually, those little pieces, there's not much you can do with them.
What about malacha asur, like cutting with it?
I guess you could use it to cut. I mean, you have a sharp piece of glass, you can use it to cut food, but that one really does. I'm not sure that applies. Right, if it broke on the floor of the house, you have a glass broke on the floor. Please, look at Shul Shulchan or Makosh Holchim. Mutul Tatu Shivari, Kli Lefanoisa, Shul Yuzuku Behem. You're allowed to pick them up so people don't get Nuzak Behem. You're not going to Moksa, Makom Tar, Makom Hezek, or sweep them up, whatever, these sort of things in Mutter. Or anything else which could cause, cause any other hezek, you're allowed to move. Zayin hatichas cheres shenishbara, a piece of broken cheres b'chol b'kli arui lachasus ba kli. If it happened, it was broken before Shabbos, and you use it to cover another kli. You're able to use it to cover a pot, something like that. Mutter l'talzel, it's mutter because it's ruri to use for something. So for Shabbos it's not muksa. Even in a place, people don't usually use these things to cover. But since it could be used. So therefore, it wouldn't be muksa. This is a klal of many things, is that something can be used for something. For example, Rashi talks about like certain types of toys and things, which in games, which are adults muksa, but since he doesn't mafresh kids from using them, so they're considered usable, so therefore they won't be muksa for you to move. If you play with, that might be a problem. Something like that, baby toys, rattle, things like that. That's something that you're picking up rattles, but Uncle Putty, but things like that, which technically you would be, you'd say you wouldn't be allowed to, but kids are allowed to, so that would be making it so it's not mux. The point of mux is that no one's allowed to use it. No one can. If someone can use it, even if it's not generally used, or someone else uses it, whatever, that's still not muksa. In zarka la ashba, also the talda. However, if you threw this out before Shabbos, and you can't, and then you took it out, I need that now. Then it's muksa. Even if you bought the b'yais, oh, clean. Once you throw it in the garbage, it's not called a clean anymore. It doesn't mean if your cleaning lady throws out your nice shirt, that you take it out, you can't use it anymore because it's muksa. It's only if you actually throw it out, not if someone else throws it. It doesn't bottle the shame clean if someone else throws it out. It's only if you, bedavka, throw it out. Agav, afilu chazi la'ani, and even if it's a roi for you throw it out, but what do you mean? Ani can use it, right? Oh, hiktsu, abayalim shalayal bishahim ashirim, the muksa la'asha, the muksa la'ani, it's too bad. It's like I once went to... I was once involved with the Gemach for Kalas, for like four Kalas, whatever. And so someone wanted to give out a table, for their Machsan. It's just like the top's broken off, it's rusted, whatever. And I was like, it's for a Kala, it's not so nice. I'm like, what? We use such a thing when we got married, so they should too. It doesn't, just because you want to give them garbage, once you make it to garbage, it's garbage. Even if it's worth for an ani, it still doesn't, for me it's garbage, for someone else, it's muksa, it's muksa. The daf katichas cheres, which in the asim mishivri kli, it comes from a broken kli. A valdava she'en lo shaychas kli, never had a shamed kli. Kigoyin tzveres and avanim, all these dinim are by things which broke. But now, what about stones? And pieces of wood, things like that. Also, the Taltalam, they never got a heter to go ahead and move stones and things or whatever. God, we talked about it earlier, the earlier simanim about the mazvin things before Shabbat. We'll get into those again about how can you go about taking something like a stone and make it into usable. Usually, if you have to use it as for whatever use you're going to use it for before Shabbos, that will make it mutter. Anything which is not a shame kli, you're not allowed to move it at all. Even if you want to use a rock as a paper idol, whatever it is, you can't move it at all. However, tiltul b'gufo, that would be if you do minatzad, that's a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. Kol kelim hanitalim b'Shabbos, they're also saying. Should he spark him and have nitalim? Any kli which you're allowed to move on Shabbos, and if the door falls off, let's say you have a little cabinet, you have a little something like that, and the door fell off, you're allowed to move the door. Basically, spark him a chol, and spark him a Shabbos, so they don't become muksa. And Delis. So shida tevo mida yichol litzla behem. Let's say a drawer or something like that, or a door, the closet door. You're allowed to take them off. Obviously, I'm talking about screwing things or breaking them, whatever. But also lahachzira. But it's also to go ahead and put them back and stick them back. Gzera shema itaka. It's gzera because maybe you'll stick it in really well. And that would be considered the shayla binyan bekelim. Either it's because of makra patish. Now the issue over here, we're going to get into a lot of binyan bekelim in a later simanim. Is generally putting the door back in the closet. Is that called is for makra patish, or it's a machlekes yesh binyan bekelim, binyan bekelim, and it's according to the Man Damar yesh binyan bekelim. It would be also considered binyan, which that's a machlokes, but makom and patish, Uncle Panim, is also the Kuliyama. Yeah, okay, fine. Machem Epatish is a malacha we're going to get into, we're going to start getting into more often, is you do the final step to make a kli usable. Well, whatever that's going to be, right now it's not usable, and you do one last thing, something now it's usable, that before it was a closet without doors, now it has a door, now it's a full closet, so that would make it into Machem Epatish, which would make it into a Tikkun Mana. Is called the Poskim as well. You're fixing something up. Shalusha Tarnagolim also, but to put the door back on the chicken coop is also. Bei Lito Bei Lahachzir, to take it off or to put it back. Here in the Mechubra Lakarka, because then, since it's Mechubra Lakarka, A is Bei Binyan Ustira. Let's say a door of, you know, here in Israel you have the, you know, these cheap doors, and sometimes, you know, the kids are playing and they pop them off the, you know, the old time, cheap doors that have a very small hinge and part of it pops off, or you're allowed to go ahead and stick it back on, or the handle comes out, you know, the knob comes out, or you're allowed to stick the knob back in. So a fee said no, because that's binyan b'kelim. Unless they say, and the place can say, unless it's something usually happens, and it's very common. This is how you get into the room. A lot of times, sometimes it happens, the knob falls off, and until you get it fixed, you're just sticking the knob back in and using it and taking it out. So that's not called binyan, because that's there, it's like a key. It turns into a key. But not if you're trying to open the door and the thing pops out, you're not allowed to stick it back in. Kisui bor vedus, a cover of a pit or a well or whatever, but any tala elim ken yesh lahem beis achiza. You can't open them unless they have a handle. The az buchach shu kli, because then we can tell that this is a kli. It's not binyan. Asher kelim pilehem mechubarim betiv yichol litlam, even if the kli is stuck, like you have a kitchen cabinet and it's stuck to the ground. So that could be there, that could be screwed in, maybe a little bit different, I'm not sure, but al kopanim, if it's just glued onto the wall or something like that, I feel in the beis achiza, even if they don't have a handle, you stuck them on and you made it to be open and closed, or these are even cases where it's not actually attached with a hinge, they just stuck a cover on and you pull it off and take it off. Whatever, you used it before Shabbos, so then it is mutter to go ahead into, since it's attached to a kli, even the kli's karka, it's mutter to move as a mutsa, or it's not bigyim. If you have barrels buried in the ground and they have a cover which is, you know, which you can get to, that's like a borodus, even though they're a kli, but since they're buried in the ground, then they lose the shame for copying this, so they don't have a shame kli, and it looks like you're doing binyan, so therefore they need to have a handle. Yud Aleph. Mahat shleima mutal taltala litul ba es hakoitz. The person has a splinter, he's allowed to use a needle to go ahead and help with the tweezers, whatever, to help get the thorn out. If it's a lato chuda, but if it's missing its tip, or chorshala, it's a needle, sewing needle, and the back part is broken off, also, because it doesn't have a shame kli. You're allowed to use a kli, lato leiser, legufo. So you can use take out the thing, but if it's broken, it doesn't have a shame kli, you're not allowed to use it.
Isn't it not sugary clean that we saw before?
You
can still use it to take out.
No, because he can't use it for. I guess the thing is once it becomes not usable, not hear the question.
Why is it
dipped in 10-6-9? Right, then a piece of cheres. Probably because a piece of cheres.
So let's just repeat the question since we're
hard. Right. Very big kids. The question was in between this and the broken needle and a broken piece of cheres. Whereas you can use that to cover a kli. It could be that with a piece of cheres, since it's a piece of something can be used as a to cover something. It's not a it's not a different use. But here you're taking something, a needle is not generally used to go ahead and to take out thorns. People use it for that, but it's a secondary use. So it could be, if it's broken already, it's used for secondary use, that already could be is not whatever. A broken kli, I guess people, see nowadays we don't usually, you know, put, it's not the cover stuff, but al-kapanim, but it was probably more, used to be more common. That's could be considered a broken piece of cheres is used to cover things. People don't throw it out. But a broken needle, you know, even people want to use it, they'll just take a regular needle, you know, whatever. To, you know, obviously, if it's from tzar gadol, things I'm sure there's what to be mako, but we're not dealing with that. So then, aser v'chadash shel nikva da'imuta. However, let's say it never had, it never got finished, it never had a hole. Even though it doesn't have a hole, the hole's not the ikker. The issue is that it's not broken. It still has a shape, even though it didn't have a shape cleat that's usable for sewing, but that's not, but that's okay because that doesn't, then you still be, because the Rebbe says sometimes you won't go ahead and make a hole and you use it for something else. So it's not mukhach that it's like a rock or anything like that. It's sometimes left like that, so you can still use it to take out a coat. Shari machlatzos mutar l'taltalam. If you have, let's say you have a bamboo mat, we don't really use it for kindness, but let's say you have a bamboo mat in the house, for schach. Mutar l'taltalam, if the pieces break off, you can move those. L'chazi l'chassus b'hu tinufa, because you can go and at least cover over, you know, some dirt, on the floor. It's like if it's pieces of or a piece of fabric, something you can cover something on the floor that's used, that's still something broken you use to cover, that's a use enough, it's not muktzah. In Zarkan la Ashpa, we blow yor, now again, like we had before, if you threw them out, also the Taltalam, then it's also to move them. Shari Matlanios Shabalu, let's say you have pieces of fabric or napkin or towels, things like that, which are rags now. In Yeshman, give it supposed to give it supposed. Move to the taltal and you are allowed to move them. Imlav also. Because Gimel Tzvos has a certain cheshivos in Chazal, a certain cheshivos for Anim, that it's roi for something. It's also Chaval Tumah. So therefore, it has a shein kli and it's still move to move it. Imlav also, but if it's less than that, then it's also Yishmati, if you'll Elam Gimel on Gimel, Evash lo yu talisa is shel mitzvah. Because then, you can, because even a little thing, you can blow your nose on it, you can wipe up a little stain, something like that. But Tal Shel Mitzvah, no one's going to use it for that, so therefore, that they will be muksa. Or if it sits, it's also lechor. Minal chadash mutar l'shamta mi'al tfus. If you have a new shoe, you can take it off the mold. Avav pishu melachta le'iser. Even though the tfus is something which is a kli shu melachta le'iser. Kivan the shame kli alav, since it has a shame kli, it's a shoe mold or whatever. Then most of the tazel of sarach mekoma, you need the makom, you need the inside of the shoe. Since you need the inside of the shoe, so you're allowed to take the shoe off the tfus. You're moving the mold as you're moving the mold for sarach mekoma because you need to put your foot there. That's an interesting way of it's a different way of looking at the sarach mekoma. Stand, there's no anything in the shoe trees. There's no shoe trees that people are generally remounting. That's not, we're talking about here a new shoe on a tfus. So if they use a shoehorn, even though we said over here it's klishim lach talis, or the shoehorn is a shoe tree, to put in your shoes to keep them from getting, you know, wrinkled and things like that. That
shoe mold.
Mm-hmm.
Previously you said shoehorn.
I meant on a shoe tree.
Shoe mold
is the one the shoemaker has. Shoehorn off a shoe tree, but you stick it in
to keep
your shoes. That's okay to use. That's not, there's no issue with it. That's not actually shoe. That's not something that's not tfus we're talking about over here. Sando shenisaka ritzua pnimis. If you have a person has a shoe and there's an inner ritzua strap which broke, a dying to us kli alav umutu l'taltalo. You're allowed to still move it. It still has a shame kli. As a part of the shoe broke, it still is a shame kli. This is a chitzona. However, if the outside part broke, both of which are a sleeve, also let's say the sole came off, right? the sole of the shoe came off, which, yeah, I see my kids happens. The sole's off, see? Anyway, if it completely comes off, then you can't move the shoe because it's not what you're going to do. You can't wear it at all. The im huber carmelis, if it's outside of the carmelis, mutu lachma chol av gemi, lach, you can go and take it from an elastic band, something like that. The shoe meichel behema, or gemi lach is something which is a chudu meshicha, tied with a thread, whatever, it's something which is on muksa, tachno. You can go ahead and tie it on your foot so it doesn't fall off. Also, you have to just take it off and leave it and go ahead and leave it there the rest of Shabbos. Let's do a little bit more. Tazayin. Chaluk shekipsu oisa v'sachubo koner liyavsho. You get your stuff in the dry cleaner and they put a hanger, or it's a koner liyavsho, put a hanger to dry it out, to stretch it out. Yahul Hashem told me on the corner, even though this hanger was used, you put it on the hanger to dry out the clothing. It's mostly to take it out because this could be a little bit different because this is a corner, and a corner is
just like
a piece of wood. So a hanger, whatever shape, cleavage. You just put like a piece of wood there, it would still be mutter, same like the case of the shoe mold. You need tzarech from kono. V'alikach hakana mitayto also fisha eno kli. You can't take the kana out because it's not a shame kli. It's just a piece of wood, and therefore that would be also stamas. It brings up. But if it's wet clothing, which is wet air Shabbos. Very wet and it's not wearable, then the clothing is also muksa, migos katsai. There are poskim who hold, if you know that it's going to dry on Shabbos, it's something that dries easily and it will dry in a couple hours, so then it doesn't become muksa because you don't want to use it. Agav, but putting clothing in the dryer, and let's say stuff was in the dryer, it was still wet, and then the dryer kept on going. Since you can't have the dryer going because of Shmas Kol, Zilzul the Shabbos, so therefore, he says that you can't use it. Shabbos almost night to the Lahokel, since the clothing itself is, it will be dry on Shabbos, so he's not to the Lahokel with the Evid that, you could use those clothes. It's not the clothing art mukhsa. You talk about kli, if you stuck a kli, a hanger, inside the clothing. Mutalit lo bitocho, filo lach le iser. Kirshish is a filo achas v'yachasea, also the taltala. A kira, which one of the legs broke off, it's also to rub, it's mukhsa haga. Chesasa aruch shenishmat echa meragleha. A long leg that's missing one of its legs, a long bench that's missing one of its legs, koshkin shtayim, to also the taltal anicha, al sasal acheres leisha, but you can't use it anymore to stick it, to put on a different sasal and then use it to balance it. I feel nishma b'yom, it's muksa. Elikin yoshav leh kachpam achas kodan Shabbos, v'gam also hafiz ekel l'sham mishum binyin, unless you used it before Shabbos like that, that's how you set it up, then that's okay. Like, the muksa, if you use it that way, it's okay. And also to stick the leg back in, unless it pops off all the time, you keep on sticking it back in, but it popped out on Shabbos, so they have a folding table on and the thing popped out, and you have to try to stick it back in. It's also to stick it back in, because that's binyan bekalim. And that's like we said, tikumane, that's makra patish or binyan bekalim.
You can't do the door handle.